Shabbat Shalom. Alrighty, here we are. Today's message is called The Mark of the Beast or the Kingdom of Yahweh. The Mark of the Beast or the Kingdom of Yahweh. And, you know, it's a very distressing time we're in, but it's also a very exciting time we're in. Because from the creation of mankind in the Garden of Eden, we have never been closer to the Kingdom of Yahweh being set up on the earth than we are today. In Matthew 4 and verse 17, it says, "At that time Yeshua began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has drawn near.'" In verse 23 of the same chapter, he says, "And Yeshua went around all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and every sickness among the people." So we see that when Yeshua was on the earth, and you really don't get this from false Christianity that's just focusing on the false grace and living in sin, but basically everything he did was for the kingdom of Yahweh. He ate, slept, and breathed for the kingdom of Yahweh. Everything of his purpose, of his goals, everything was for the kingdom of Yahweh. If we go to John 4 and verse 31, John 4 and verse 31 says, "But in the meantime, the disciples asked him, saying, 'Rabbi, eat.' But he said to him, 'I have food to eat which you do not know.' Then the disciples said to one another, 'No one brought him food to eat.' And Yeshua said to them, 'My food is that I should do the will of him who sent me, and I may finish his work.'" And like I've said many times before, you know, the Bible says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a life for life. And that our life, every one of us are the walking dead. You know, we've committed sins before Yahweh that are punishable by losing our life. If we look at it, the intent of the scriptures, every human being is a murderer by intent, and so on. And yet, Yeshua came to the earth and he paid the penalty of our sins, and he died a death that he didn't have to, so we can live. And the same way, like it says here, that he says, "My food is that I should do the will of him who sent me, and I may finish his work." That's why he put his spirit in us, for him to do that work through us, and that should be our life. The same way it was his life and everything he did, it should be our life. And now we're at a point here where that's why the message is called The Mark of the Beast of the Kingdom of Yahweh, because you have the kingdom of Satan manifest in this world. It's here. I mean, since the Garden of Eden, mankind gave his authority over to Satan, and that's why he is the God of this world, as we're going to see. But at the same rate, Satan's kingdom was never manifest on the earth the way it is today, and even to the point, as we're going to talk about, that Satan himself will come in some kind of form. I'm not going to even say human form with artificial intelligence, but some kind of form he'll be manifest in a physical way on this earth as the God of the world which he runs. And that's why everything that's been happening, particularly since the beginning of this last generation in 1945, which is the big date, right, where the United Nations is formed and the World Bank and all the different things that are preparing for this kingdom of Satan, they've been trying to do it for the last, you know, 75 years or so, and now they're really getting close to it. Revelation 12:9, read this one many times, right? "And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent, being called the devil and Satan. He, deceiving the whole inhabitable world, was cast out onto the earth, and his cherubs were cast out with him." So we know he's coming to the earth. But the interesting part here, or the part I want to focus on, is it says that there's no doubt who he is. The dragon, the serpent, the devil, and Satan, they're all the same character. I know that Judaism doesn't believe in that. They don't even believe that there is a devil, and some people ignorantly wind up going down that road. But as you know, many great generals have said in the past, you have to know your enemy if you're going to defeat them. So here it is, Satan is he who's deceiving the whole inhabitable world. So, you know, I mean, I know I'm a believer just about 40 years, and I've read that scripture many times. I read that when I was coming into the truth, because you look at things like religion, the whole religious system. It doesn't matter whether it's Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, or anything else. it's all deceived by Satan. There's no truth. There may be minimal truth in some of them, but there's not full truth in any of them. Politics, education, family structure, even with happinesses, everything has been deceived by Satan. But, you know, as a believer coming in, like I said, 35, 40 years ago, the main focus that we were looking at is things like, let's say, the Sabbath day compared to Sunday, right? That you can't believe it. You can't believe that 99% of Christianity would keep Sunday when nowhere in the Bible does it ever say that. You know, I mean, clearly, even in the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, Yeshua clearly said, you know, in Matthew 5, that not one jot or tittle will pass from the Torah till all things are fulfilled. We see in Hebrews 4, 8, and 9 that the Apostle Paul said the Sabbath remains, you know, a duty to the people of Yahweh. And nowhere do you ever see it changed. So, a matter of fact, you actually see the Sabbath named more in the New Testament than any other commandment. And yet 99% of Christianity keeps Sunday, Baal's Day, unwittingly. You see 99% of Christianity keep pagan holidays like Christmas and Ishtar Sunday and all these other things that are going on. And yet they don't keep the biblical Passover, which commanded Yom Kippur, that's commanded that if you don't afflict your soul on the day, you're cut off from your people. So we see that Satan has been deceiving the world all along. They've been deceived the last 2,000 years. My book, The Gates of Hell Will Not Prevail Against Her, clearly show what the congregation went through in the wilderness. But I think any true believer of Yeshua would have to agree that the deception that we're seeing in our time has by far superseded anything we've ever seen in our life. Because now it doesn't just come down to, like I said, just religion deception of doctrine or things that are in the Bible, rituals that were given to us by Yahweh that are commandments that we are supposed to do. But now it's come down to affect every last human being on the planet. So it's something that if you weren't religious before, hey, whether the Sabbath is on Saturday or Sunday really didn't matter to you. Whether the name of the Creator is Yahweh or something else, it really doesn't matter to you because most people in the world aren't religious. Even if they belong to a religion, they're not religious. And again, through politics, false education, evolution. But none of these things really affect the everyday life of people. You know, whether you believe in evolution or you believe in a creator, what you do every day in your life, it's not really affecting it. It's not affecting your job. It's not affecting for you to be able to care for your family. It's not affecting how you live or anything else. But now we're living in a time where Satan is really deceiving the whole world. When you look at the situation now with COVID, we have never seen anything like this before. We've seen deception, right? We've seen deception in medicine. We've seen things in medicine that kill people that they give them every day. We've seen deception in childhood vaccines and different things, but never something like this. Never in the history of the world has there been a deception, which Revelation tells us about, that the deception is so bad that almost everybody on the planet is going to follow it, and it's going to bring mass death and mass destruction to the world, but also it's going to take away a lot of people's eternal life. And you wonder, how on earth can that happen? Because even aside from a religious standpoint, when you see something as devious that's going on today, you know there has to be some kind of spiritual element involved. Because people may be deceived, but most people are not that stupid. And when we look at the situation with COVID, where more than half the people in the world already, probably closer to 60, well, maybe not in the world, but maybe in the developing countries, more than 60% have taken the COVID shot that's not a vaccine. But the only reason they haven't taken it in the other places is they haven't given it yet. There's not enough shots to go around. But just to show where the deception that's going on, it doesn't matter whether you're driving down the street and you see a billboard. It doesn't matter whether you're watching television or listening to the radio, that every commercial, every third commercial will be telling you to go and take the shot. It doesn't matter whether you're watching the fake news that's out there. by all the propaganda that's going on in all of the news outlets, where every single person is only telling you the false side of the COVID shot and lying, outwardly lying to people, while you're seeing athletes, I mean hundreds of athletes all over the world that are dropping dead, politicians that are dropping dead right on stages, they're talking. And as all this is going on, the world is acting like it's not even there. So just to give you a few facts, because my message isn't on, basically today, on the shot, but the COVID shot does have a lot to do with which kingdom you're giving your allegiance to. So just some facts that are facts. They're not disputed. You know, you could look, any of this can be given proof of it. In August, September in 2019, just months before the pandemic started, or the plandemic as we should say, the UN did a simulation of the entire COVID outbreak called Global 201. You can look it online, it's there, it's on their website. And they simulated the whole thing, not just the virus, but how the news would react to it, how people would, I mean, absolutely, even the terms social distancing and the other things that have come from it, every single thing was simulated just months before it happened as a trial test to see it. The American NIH Health Organization under Dr. Anthony Fauci paid millions of dollars through a third entity to fund what is called gain of function, which is basically where they're taking a natural virus in an animal and manipulating it, you know, through genetic means so that it can infect humans and kill them. So Dr. Anthony Fauci's NIH paid millions of dollars through a third entity to fund, which is called Gain of Function Research in a lab in Wuhan, China, to make a natural coronavirus in animals to be artificially manipulated to be infected in humans. The COVID-19 outbreak came from the same lab that created the artificial bioweapon virus. So there's no doubt about it. There's never been an animal, a bat, you know, or any other animal that they found with the coronavirus. They've even tried to inject the bats with it and it never worked. But the very lab that's called the coronavirus lab is where the outbreak started, the lab that was being funded by the NIH and Anthony Fauci to make a virus that's the coronavirus. Anthony Fauci and others have been patenting all related viruses and vaccines related to COVID-19 since 2015. So this is not something that just happened. But they were patenting all these things. As a matter of fact, they have patents on all the vaccines. They're making money, which is illegal to do. They're making money on every single vaccine that's going forth. So even doctors, and I've talked to many doctors that even agree with the vaccine, but everybody says the same thing, that the problem that started with this is it's the politicians that were running things and not the medical field. Why? Because it was all planned ahead of time. And many governments took totalitarian control of their people and decided which businesses were necessary and which were not, and they closed many businesses that they deemed unnecessary. So basically they're telling you that according to what your job is, that you're unnecessary, right? The government's deciding what is necessary and who is obsolete. And ironic, if you think, did the government do a good job? Well, the government had lottery stands and liquor stores open while churches were forced to close. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? That the governments are from Satan. They're Satan's governments and evil. You would think during a pandemic that the governments would try to downplay, right, cases and not to try to panic people, the opposite. They tried to make as many cases as possible. They paid doctors thousands of dollars if they put COVID on the thing. If somebody was tested positive for COVID, even if they died in a car crash, the death was put down as COVID. They were trying to make the numbers as high as possible. These are all facts. Why? Why would you try to do that? Because they wanted to make a reason. They wanted to make a reason for be able to bring out the COVID shot that they're giving around the world. And even though the survival rate of COVID overall is around 99%, governments closed schools, businesses, and left people locked in their houses for months. Drugs that were 99% effective with treating COVID, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, they outlawed. You can't even get them. They stopped. They won't give it to people. Why? Because they work. And the government that will tell you, no, 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 these are dangerous, that never treated one patient, and yet there's doctors out there, and there's many of them, I've seen several of them that have treated 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 patients, and 99% of them were well with these drugs, and yet they won't let them on the market. Why? Because then it would stop their pandemic. And instead, they're using an unproven gene therapy. It's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy from mRNA synthetic substance that's given emergency approval that has killed more people in the first 9 months than every vaccine in the world put together over the last 20 years doubled. The death rate so far in the first 9 months of COVID is double of every vaccine in the world put together over the last 20 years. It's double the death rate, and yet they still continue to do it. And the amazing part is, it doesn't amaze me that politicians will do this and that, you know, evil people like Bill Gates and these other people that are involved in it. But what shocks me is, why do the people go along with it? Why do the people go along with it? Because the satanic-inspired global media and social media platforms that are will ban anyone, even credible doctors. They banned the guy who made the technology. Robert Malone is banned from these social platforms because he's telling the truth about it. Any credible doctor who tells the truth or tells patients that have died or any kind of side effects are banned. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all other social media networks are simply a corporate arm of the global government. And they have no medical experience to ban credible doctors, nurses, biologists, and even the scientists who made the mRNA gene therapy, simply because they're proving that their narrative is demonic and false. And now they're bringing the COVID shot on children. That's the next step here. And people that have already had COVID-19 and have natural antibodies, which are 1,000 times better than any shot can ever be, they're still forcing to take the shot, which is even worse. Because once you have the antibodies and they give you the shot, it destroys your immune system even worse. And for believers, and this is what shocks me too, that I can't believe not only Christians, but even Church of God organizations, maybe some sacred name groups, I'm not sure, but I know the Church of God groups, that even though these vaccines are made from aborted fetal tissues, in some cases, babies that were almost full term, that while they were alive, cut the mother's stomach and took the fetus out and murdered it to take out the body parts. And even though that this aborted baby tissue is in the vaccine itself, that people will still take it. And the Jewish rabbis, you would think, well, the rabbis, why would they approve something like that? Why would they say it's kosher? And they say because it's not orally taken in the mouth, then it's fine. It's just amazing. It's amazing, the disinformation. Having people wear masks that studies now have shown it's extremely unhealthy and brings dangerous carbon monoxide into your body that you're breathing back in. And a recent study now has shown the material in the mask is similar to getting asbestos in your lungs. So what's going to happen a couple of years down the line from everybody wearing these day in and day out? And the vaccine, the other thing is, it doesn't even work. Israel, which is one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, they have an 85 to 90% vaccination rate, has just had one of the worst COVID outbreaks, and it'll come again. So they just give another shot, they give the third shot, maybe it'll bring the numbers down for a month or two, and then it starts all over again. But every shot is taking down the people's immune system, and it's cutting their white blood cells and causing long-term autoimmune diseases. So, wow, when you're looking at what the virus actually does, causing cancer, liver problems, kidney problems, heart problems, myocarditis, you know, the swelling of the sac around the heart, all these things that are coming from the shot, and the shot isn't even working. It's not even that it's working, and maybe, so you have no benefit in taking it. You have every reason not to take it. And like I said, if you're any kind of believer, it doesn't matter what kind of Christian you are in the world, why on earth would you allow someone to inject something in your body with aborted fetal tissue from killing babies? And the other thing is, COVID is only the first step to the beast power chipping the world population with the nano tattoo that will monitor the COVID shots and all medical, financial, and personal data of every human being on the planet. Bill Gates has already patented this in 2020. It's the patent number is 20200606066. You know, tell me that's just a coincidence. And it's just an avenue for the powers that be are using to implement world control. And the reason why they have to keep giving these booster shots is because it has graphene oxide, which magnetizes people, and it has to get to a certain point in their body where they're going to be able to control people through this chip that will be implanted. You know, so it's all working together, and the COVID shot is part of it. It's not the mark of the beast per se, but it's part of it. And also, the other thing that's very interesting is that Bill Gates from 2005 was working with the CIA, and you could see the video of it, it's online, because he was saying they found that there's an enzyme in the brain of why people are religious fanatics. What's a religious fanatic? Somebody who reads their Bible. Somebody who prays to Yahweh. Somebody that actually believes in the kingdom of Yahweh, that they believe in creation and not evolution. So these are the fanatics, and they found out that from somebody who believes that way in Yahweh, there's an enzyme in their brain that's elevated compared to somebody who doesn't. So Bill Gates was working on stopping that, on getting rid of that enzyme so that people wouldn't believe. And they asked him, well, how are you going to do this? And he said very clearly, through giving vaccines. So there you go, that there is absolutely no reason in the world to take the vaccine on how dangerous it is. And yet every government now is enforcing, not most governments are enforcing green immunity passports that only vaccinated can work, go to restaurants, supermarkets, stores, trains, and public travel. Exactly what the book of Revelation says. You will not be able to buy and sell unless you take the mark. And that's the mark, the nano tattoo they're putting in the hand that is connected with the COVID shot that they're giving now. So here we are, we're living it, and it's real. And you know what? You don't even have to have faith to believe it because it's actually happening. It's not something where we talked about before that this will happen in the future. This is happening today. And yet, the vast majority of the world goes along with it because they love the things. You know, they worship the beast system, and they love the things of Satan more than the things of Yahweh, and they love all the pleasure-seeking things that they have out there, and they love their social media, and they won't get rid of it. And I'm shocked to still see, even though Facebook is the most evil, wicked company in the world, the evil stuff they're doing. Now they're changing their name because they're doing all this stuff with reality, false reality, putting on these helmets and having false reality. And yet there's still some brethren that will still be on Facebook. I've seen congregations even that are still on Facebook, which is shocking. I mean, why on earth would you be part of a system that is 100% satanic and against Yahweh? But this is what we're standing against, because the reality is everything I'm saying is provable and can be proved. And yet, when you walk out that door, you're in a world that's completely different. You're in a world where now, do you understand, Satan has deceived the whole world. Absolutely. He's deceived the whole world. And you want to know something? There's probably still about 30% of the people in the world fighting against this. But the sad part is they're not fighting because babies are being murdered. They're not fighting because they're using these murdered babies inside of vaccines. They're fighting because of their rights, because they want their rights, they want their freedoms. And that should not be the reason why people are fighting against this. They should be fighting against it because it's satanic and it's totally evil in the eyes of Yahweh. But yet you don't hear anything about Yahweh in this whole thing. You don't hear anything about him. Why? Because he's basically, through their evolution, right? There's not a creator out there, and they've exterminated him from the whole plan. And who has taken his place? The serpent, the devil, right, who's deceived the whole world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. 2 Corinthians 4:4 in verse 3 and 4, he says, but if our good news is being hidden, it has been hidden to those who are lost, right? So it is hidden. Most of the world is hidden. And there's still a work to do, but that work is going to be minimal because most of the people in the world are going to take this. And most of the people in the world are going to worship this beast and go along with it. So if it's being hidden, it's only being hidden to those that are lost, because the ones who aren't lost, many, many people are still coming to salvation. But relatively speaking, when you're talking about 8 billion people in the world, it's not a lot. But as far as numbers, every soul matters to Yahweh. But overall, it's not a lot compared to 8 billion in the world. And it says, okay, if our good news is being hidden, it's being hidden to those who are lost. To those whose eyes have been blinded by the god of this world, Satan, because they did not believe, lest the light of the glorious good news of the Messiah, who is the image of Yahweh, should shine on them. And this is the problem, because this is something Satan knows the human being, and he knows that we're creatures of habit, and he's done this over, actually since the beginning of time, but literally in the last generation, every decade, he's brought in a little bit more evil, a little bit more breakdown of the family, a little bit more of selfish desires, a little bit more of bringing people, human, trying to get the worst of human nature out until we're here. Until we're here where you have the most evilest things in the world going on now. You have a total breakdown of the family. You have transgressing, cross-dressing, all kinds of weird stuff. The weirdest stuff you've ever seen in the world that we don't even want to think about is out there today. Because people have totally turned away from Yahweh. And you have a society out there that's 100% run by Satan. He's the G-O-D of it. And Yahweh's not in that, you know. And that's why hard work is important, because we are ambassadors for the true kingdom of Yahweh, as we're going to see here. But Satan is the G-O-D of this world, and he's blinded those who love the world more than the kingdom. In money, you know, the money in the U.S., the world reserve currency of the world, what does it say? In G-O-D we trust. Doesn't say in Yahweh we trust. It's in G-O-D because he's the god of that Babylonian false system. It's that simple. Where Satan is the leader of it. Matthew 4 and verse 8. To prove this, Yeshua himself recognized the fact I'm telling you. Matthew 4, 8. Again, the devil takes him to a very high mountain and shows to him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, I will give all these things to you. If falling down, you will worship me. Can you imagine? Do you imagine the arrogance of Satan saying this to Yeshua? And what does Yeshua do? Does he get mad? Does he yell at him? Nope. He fights him with scripture. That's the way you have to defeat the devil. And Yeshua said to him, go, Satan. Go, Satan. For it has been written, you shall worship Yahweh your Elohim, and him only shall you serve. Right? So that's what we have to do. But if you have all of these gadgets in your life, if you're filled with social media all over the place, if you have all these things all day long, you're just checking Twitter and Facebook and all this other stuff, then you know what? You're not telling Satan to go. You're inviting him right into your house. You're inviting him into your pocket because you want to know something. Yes, there will be a chip that's coming very soon that's connected with this COVID shot. That is the mark of the beast, because once that chip comes inside of the people, and it will be a tracking device that's in there, and also that device will be able to alter the mind of the person, right? So yes, that is definitely coming. But already today, through that idol that most people in this world carry around, that iPad, which is an idol, it is an extension of your hand. Because everywhere you go, you have that. So in essence, you already have that in your hand. It might not be implanted, but you want to know something? It never even says in the Bible it has to be implanted. It just says you'll put a mark on the right hand or in the forehead, right? So having that idol in your hand day in and day out, and constantly being on all the social media platforms, which are completely demonic, and now controlling people anyway, what they can say, what they can't say, and you're only getting false information from it. It's useless in your life now, because you can't bring any truth out there. They've cut off anything of truth because Satan has deceived the whole world. And that's why people are believing all these lies, because they love the lie better than the truth. And like it says in Thessalonians, because they love not the truth, they'll send them strong delusion that they believe the lie. And they want to believe the lie. And the sad part is, they don't have to, because all of the proof with COVID, all the evidence is there, like I was showing you today. All the patents have been, they're registered, these patents, from 2015. The gain-of-function work that they're doing since 1998, trying to change the animal virus into infecting humans to make it worse. It's all documented, and it's all there, and yet people's eyes are blinded because they love the ways of Satan more than the ways of Yahweh. They love this sick, evil world that's out there, and you know what people want now? You know why a lot of people have taken this shot anyway? It's not even because they really want it, because they just want things to go back to normal. Normal? You know, I've been saying for years, go outside your door, and that world out there, you know, with all the sick stuff, with all the abortions, and with all the divorces, and with all the homosexuality, and transgressing, and all the other evil stuff, and evolution, everything that's out there, it may be a lot of things, but one thing it's not normal. There is virtually nothing in Satan's society that will be normal in the kingdom of Yahweh. Almost nothing. And yet people will give their physical life over to get sick and die from something like the COVID shot and lose their eternal life, you know, by taking the mark of the beast very soon when it's fully here, because they love the things of that system more than the things of Yahweh. And without that system out there, they got nothing. There's nothing else they want there. So Yeshua concedes that Satan is the G-O-D of this world. If we go to John 18 and verse 33, and this is when Yeshua is before Pilate. John 18 and verse 33. And Pilate again said, went into the praetorium and called Yeshua and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Yeshua answered him, "Do you say this from your heart, or did others tell me about you? Tell you about me?" Yeshua answered, "Am I a Jew? Your nation, even the chief priests, delivered you up to me. What did you do?" Yeshua answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have fought that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Then Pilate said to him, "Are you really a king?" Yeshua answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, that I might witness to the truth. Everyone being of the truth hears my voice." Then Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" Right? He's saying he's witnessing of the truth, and yet the Pharisees and the Sadducees there, knowing that Yeshua did nothing wrong, is bringing him up wanting death, and he's seeing the hypocrisy of the whole religious system there. And even Pilate saying, "What is truth? What is truth?" And then he says, he went out again and said, "I do not find even one crime in him." You know, and you could say in the world today, what is truth? I mean, every single thing you see is a falsehood. Like I said, going from Sunday worship to Christmas to Easter to the Trinity to all the falsehoods that go out through religion to in politics, that now people expect politicians to lie. They expect it. So when they come out and they say something, no one believes it anyway. And then when they lie, people don't even care. And the educational system, as long as they're going to get a degree and get a good job, they don't care that they're teaching evolution. People will send their children to schools that teach Yahweh doesn't exist simply to get a better job in Babylon. And I'm talking about the world system of Babylon, not just USA. The family structure is completely destroyed. And like I said, people think happiness is in things. So, wow, what is truth? Well, John 17, 17. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. That's all we have. That's the only thing that's truth. Yahweh is the truth, and his word is the truth. Simple put, right? And yet the world doesn't look to the word of Yahweh. They don't use the word of Yahweh for anything. And a matter of fact, if you use the word of Yahweh, if you believe in this with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you live by this, you're looked at as fanatic or nut. You're looked at as somebody that's not sane, because you're not part of that system of Satan, which is completely opposite. Just like I said, there's light and there's darkness, and darkness is simply the absence of light. But in the kingdom of Yahweh, there's only light. So if you're part of that system out there, if you want to be part of that, if you want to work in that system and have leisure in that system and do all these things in the system of Satan, then are you in the light or are you in the darkness? And, you know, I've talked about this for years, but now it's at a point where we're living it. And I think that people sometimes are just so addicted. They're so addicted that no matter what, they can't get out of it. And that's why people, yes, some will take the COVID shot, and some will take the mark of the beast. Maybe many. Because they will not be cut off from the system. And yet there's an alternative. Like I said, we have 25 communities already that are been working the last 7 years. We didn't just work from COVID because we believe in the word of Yahweh completely. We've been working for the last 7 years as Yahweh inspired us to create these communities where we don't have to be part of Satan's system any longer. We don't have to be part of that any longer. And we know, you know, that all governments of man are failures because they're based on pride, on greed, on power. Look in the world today. Look in places like Australia. Look at Canada. Oh, these people, these evil people, these evil leaders, what they're doing to their own people, knowing it and not caring who they're going to maim, who they're going to kill, not caring about children. They're just, it's an evil world because Satan is the G-O-D of it. And it's time for Yahweh's people to come out of that. Only the kingdom of Yahweh is based on love for neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Only the kingdom of Yahweh is like that. And yet, 2 Timothy 3, I'm not going to go through all of this. We've gone through it many times. But in Satan's kingdom, what do we see in Satan's kingdom? In the end time. But know this, in the last days, disastrous times will be upon us. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, braggarts, arrogant, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, wicked, without natural feeling, right? Addicted to lust, slanderers without self-control, savage, haters of good, traitors, hasty, boasters, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Elohim. And here we are. That's what they want. They want all the next things. They want all the electronical gadgets. They'll run out, you know, on Black Friday to go out and mob stores and run each other over to see who can get there first and get their next toy. And when Metaverse, you know, Facebook now, when Metaverse comes out with this helmet that could make virtual reality seem real to them in every sick and perverted way, most of these people will do it. Because they've given over their soul to their human nature. They've completely, like it was, and it says like in the days of Noah, that's what we're living in today. That human beings gave over their lust and their greed and their selfishness to the worst of their human nature to the point of no return. And that's why Yahweh had to come and destroy the system, as he's coming to do very soon here. So if democracy, you know, the Laodicean ruled by the people, if democracy, demonocracy, I like to say, is of Satan, why do believers participate in such a system? Why do they? Some people say, well, there's no other way. There's no other way. I don't like it. I don't want to do it, but there's no other way. And yet, you know, there is another way. There's Chinese pastors today that are being killed because they believe there is another way. There's another way to say no. The Amish, when we look at the Amish, who are a good example for us in many ways, here in the end time. And they refused in the 1970s to send their children to public schools. And what happened? Some of them went to prison. And praise Yahweh, he blessed them by changing the law there, where they allowed them to start homeschooling their children. But they didn't say there's not another way. There's always another way. Because if you think there's not another way, then not only will you take the COVID shot, but like I said, you'll take the chip and the mark and say, what's the big deal? Yahweh wouldn't want me to starve. It's a big deal. It's a chip. What's the difference? I have a chip on my credit card. I have a chip on my passport. People will make every compromise and every rationalization in the world because they love the evil more than the good. But I want to read you a story from our ancestors, the Waldenses. That it's from my book. I'm reading from page 228 about maybe if there is another way, because they were also brought up. And they were given the opportunity, if they just compromised in a small way, that they would be let free. And let's see what happened. It says, the Catholic bishops had made a proposal to the congregation of Yeshua, stating that if they renounced their beliefs and accept the authoritative rule of the Roman Catholic Church, that their lives would be spared. And here's the response that I'm going to read. Now, people will say, right, you got to follow government. You know, we're supposed to follow government. Well, these people didn't follow government. You don't follow government when Satan is the leader of the government. Okay? I'm not saying fight government. Yeshua never fought the Roman government, but Yeshua never told his believers to follow the Roman government when they were doing horrendous crimes and murder. He never told them to be part of that, especially when you're compromising with the word of Yahweh. So no, we don't go against government. We follow the kingdom of Yahweh. Because we're not part of that government. That government has nothing to do with us. We're part of another kingdom. We're ambassadors for that kingdom. So whatever Satan is doing with his government, it really has nothing to do with us. And here's what happened from that point. That they replied that they would never could consent to purchase a prolongation of the present perishing life at the price of renouncing their faith. That they were fully persuaded Elohim could, if he pleased, protect and defend them. But they were also fully persuaded that if it were his good pleasure to be glorified by the confession of their faith, it would be a high honor conferred upon them to to lay down their lives for righteousness' sake. They were ready to die than to compromise. That they preferred displeasing the Pope, who could kill their bodies, much more to incurring the displeasure of Elohim, who could destroy both soul and body at once. That they hoped never to be ashamed of, nor forsake a faith by which they had been taught the knowledge of Messiah and his righteousness, nor at the hazards of eternal death, barter it for a religion which annihilated the merits of the Savior and rendered his righteousness of none effect. So that's their answer. You can do whatever you want, but we're not compromising. And Yahweh may protect us, or he may let us glorify him through our martyrism. But no way, no way are we compromising with you. And here's what happened from there. Scarcely had this message been conveyed to the inhabitants when orders were given to make an assault upon the city. Resistance was vain. The besiegers were immediately masters of Bezars, and a scene of bloodshed and cruelty followed, of which the most uncivilized barbarians might have been ashamed. As the murderers were entering the gates, some of the knights inquired of the legate, how should they distinguish the Catholics from the heretics, the believers? To which Arnold, the leader, instantly replied, kill them all, the Lord knows who well are his. So dreadful was the slaughter of the Albigenses on this occasion that 7,000 dead bodies were counted in one of the churches of the city, and in all the others a spectate equally lamentable was exhibited. When the murderers had completed their awful work, they set fire to the city and consumed it to ashes. The number of victims who fell a prey at that time to popish cruelty is differently stated, some historians making it amount to 60,000, while others reduce it to 23,000. But whichever of these numbers is correct, we see in the whole transaction the wrath of the dragon displayed in a manner of the most fearful against the seed of the congregation of Yeshua. So don't say, what choice do we have? There's always another choice. There's always a choice. And you know something? When you join the body of Messiah, you join a congregation that basically has been a congregation that's been beaten and suffered and persecuted for 2,000 years. It's not a picnic and it's not a game. And unfortunately, in the Babylonian Laodicean era that we're living in today, where you have the prosperity gospel and people preaching that, you know, becoming a believer just means having a good life and all those things, it's 100% total contrary to what our life as a true believer is. Our life is a life of denial. It's a life of denying the flesh and living to the Spirit. It's a life of fighting against our pride, fighting against our lust, fighting against our human nature, fighting against all these things, and dying to the flesh every day and living to the Spirit, and letting the Holy Spirit take over our life by the nine fruits of the Spirit. That's what it comes down to. So there's no dual citizenship in the kingdom of Yahweh. It's that simple. The mark of the beast is your passport to the kingdom of Satan. It's that simple. So that's why when you take the mark, there's no turning back, because you can't have dual citizenship. There's only one passport you can have. You either have a passport by righteousness works to the kingdom of Yahweh, or you take the mark of the beast and you have your passport to the kingdom of Satan and the lake of fire. Matthew 6 and verse 19, it's that simple. It's that simple. And we're living in that time now where the kingdom is right over the horizon. And if there was ever a time to get our life straight and to take this seriously and come out of that system, it's now, because you might have already missed your last chance. People that have just been living the Laodicean life, this message will probably sound like it's I'm speaking in Chinese and go right over them. But at least to some of the people who may have been just hanging on the fence, maybe some of them still have a chance. Matthew 6 and verse 19. He says, do not treasure up for you treasures on earth, where moth and rust cause to corrupt, and where thieves dig through and steal. But treasure up for you treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust cause to corrupt, and where thieves do not dig through and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Is your treasure in the kingdom of Yahweh, or is your treasure in the kingdom of Satan? The lamp of the body is the eye. Then if your eye is pure, all your body is light. But if your eye is evil, all your body is dark. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Like I said, there's only light in the kingdom of Yahweh. There will be no darkness, because anything of darkness will be eradicated. No one is able to serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, who will cleave to the one and despise the other. You're not able to serve Yahweh in wealth, right? So is it your Bible that you love? Are you reading it every day? Are you cherishing it every day? Are you praying to Yahweh? Is the kingdom of Yahweh the highest priority in your life? Or is it all of the pleasures of Babylon? Because of this, I say to you, not be anxious for your soul, what you eat and what you drink, nor for your body, what you put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing, right? Now they have these green passports, right? Look at Revelation, the four horsemen of Revelation, the green horse that comes. Now the green passport is there and you can't buy and sell without it. You can't go to the supermarket. You can't get medical attention. But what does he say? Isn't your life more than food and the body more than clothing? Observe the birds of the heaven, that they do not sow, nor do they reap, nor do they gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Do you not rather excel them, right? Yahweh made a big world with food everywhere you look, and Yahweh will take care of his people. You don't have to compromise. But who of you being anxious is able to add one cubit to your stature? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not labor, nor do they spin. But I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed as one of these. If Yahweh so enrobes the grass of the field, which is today, and is thrown into the furnace tomorrow, will he not much rather you, little faiths? Then do not be anxious, saying, what may we eat, or what may we drink, or what may clothe us? For after all these things the nations seek, the non-believers. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these. But seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, right? Seek ye first the kingdom the same way Yeshua did. Then do not be anxious for tomorrow will be anxious of itself. Sufficient to each day is its own trouble. We don't know if we'll be alive tomorrow. So we have to worry about today, and we have to make sure we're right with Yahweh. You can't be a citizen of both Satan's kingdom and the kingdom of Yahweh. But you need faith for this, right? Before, faith was an idea. Faith was a concept, right? We talked about faith. We talked about this. It's not a concept anymore. Now it's a reality. Either you totally believe this will, your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and like I just read here from our forefathers, you're ready to give your life for it, not to compromise, because you know the kingdom of Yahweh is there. And you know what? If the beast power of Satan comes with his beast power and he kills you, he's only doing you a favor. That's one less minute you have to spend in his kingdom, and in the blink of an eye, you're in the kingdom of Yahweh. So he has nothing on Yahweh's true people. But you can't be a citizen in both kingdoms. You have to choose. It's one kingdom or the other. If we go to Philippians 3 and verse 20, it says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from where we also wait for a Savior, the Master Yeshua Messiah. Our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is in the kingdom of Yahweh. It's not in this earth. And this is why we don't vote. Why we wouldn't vote in elections, right? Let the people go and ride. That's why I say we're not against government. We're not fighting against government, because we only belong to one government, though. And we're supporting the government of the kingdom of Yahweh. 2 Corinthians 5:20, look what it says. That on behalf of Messiah, we are ambassadors. We are ambassadors. As Elohim is exhorting through us, we beseech on behalf of Messiah, be reconciled to Yahweh. So if you're an ambassador for the kingdom of Yahweh, then you're not going to join another kingdom. Like I said, no dual citizenship in the kingdom of Yahweh. No dual citizenship. You know, your passport is the nine fruits of the Spirit. There's nine pages to your passport. And every page is one of those fruits. And if you have those nine pages and those nine fruits, then you get your passport to the kingdom of Yahweh. If not, that's it. But there's no dual citizenship. And we are ambassadors for the kingdom of Yahweh. And that kingdom is here on earth through us, the same way the kingdom was here through Yeshua. You know, when Yeshua said in Luke 17, I'm not going to go there, but he said, you know, the kingdom of Yahweh is in your midst. He said, don't look with observation, because he was the king. As long as the king was there, then the kingdom was there, because he represented that kingdom. And now as his ambassadors and his representatives of that kingdom, it's the same with us. And that's the message we need to bring. And that's why we need to stay separate from the world, because we're not part of Satan's kingdom. We're part of the kingdom of Yahweh. That's the kingdom that's eternal. So now let's go to Revelation 13. And let's see this kingdom that Satan is already established on the earth. in which soon he'll come to rule over. Revelation 13:1 says, "And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads names of blasphemy." Right? And what do we say? That the United Nations that's set up this world global body in 1945, they have 7 heads, they have 5 permanent members: Russia, US, France, UK, and China. So they have 5 permanent members, they have a president and a rotating president and a secretary general. So they have 7 heads and 10 horns. There's 10 members that rotate, 10 countries that every 2 years they switch and they rotate. So there's 7 heads and 10 horns on the beast. And he saw the beast was like a leopard, France, you know, Normandy, that's actually their flag, is the leopard. And its feet were like the feet of a bear, Russia, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth, UK. Babylon the eagle is already gone by here, and the dragon gave its power to it. Dragon being Satan, of course, but also China, which is running this thing at this point, and its throne in great authority. And I saw one of its heads as having been slain to death. That's Babylon, when Babylon falls. And its deadly wound was healed, and all the earth wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who was able to make war with it?" Right? Who could make war when all the global countries on the earth are all together in this thing? And a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies were given to it. And authority was given it to act for 42 months. And praise Yahweh that scripture's in there. Because if not, who knows? There's kingdoms, like when we read in Daniel's prophecy, 490-year prophecy. You know, this thing could have went on for hundreds of years. So praise Yahweh that this beast power, when it's fully established, will only last 42 months. That is not that long. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy toward Yahweh to blaspheme his name and his dwelling place and those dwelling in heaven. And it's amazing how many people don't want to hear the name Yahweh. Even people say they're not against it, but they want to prove you don't have to use it, and instead they want to use the word G-O-D, the Babylonian deity of fortune. So crazy. But what does Satan do when he comes? He's blaspheming the name of Yahweh. And that's why Satan wants to hide that name from people. And it opened its mouth and blasphemy toward Yahweh, and blasphemy his name and his dwelling place and those in heaven. And it was given it to make war with the saints and overcome them. So we know it's coming. The great martyrism is coming. We don't have to fear it. Because like I said, Satan's kingdom is going to act, and who wants to be here for that? It's up to Yahweh. He's the one who gives life, and he's the one who takes life. And it's totally up to him whether we'll be here until the kingdom comes, like the Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 4, or we sleep and we'll be resurrected at that time. So he makes war with the saints to overcome them. And authority was given to it over every tribe and kindred and tongue and nation. It's a global world power. And those dwelling on the earth will worship him, right? They'll worship him. They're not fighting against him. They're worshiping him. They love it. They love the things of the world. They want the old normal back. That's what they keep saying, right? Klaus Schwab with the Great Reset from the Economic Forum, the leader of this, what does he say? In this reset, you will own nothing but be happy. And they'll own everything. So that's Satan's system. You're never going to be happy in Satan's system. But these people are so hoodwinked. They're so addicted to lust. They're so addicted to pleasure-seeking. That's all they want. They want to go back to their good old life with Facebook, Twitter, their iPod, and all their other, you know, electronical things they're using. So all the earth, all those dwelling earth will worship him, those of whom the names have not been written in the book of the Lamb, having been slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. We're living this now. These scriptures should be coming off the pages as you don't have to try to figure out anymore who it is or what it is. We're living it. And now drop down to verse 14, right? Because Satan will literally come in physical form. I used to say human form, but now I'll just say physical form. And he deceives those dwelling on the earth because of the signs which were given to do it before the beast, saying to those dwelling on the earth to make an image to the beast who has the wound of the sword and live. What does he mean by making an image to the beast? Well, we don't have to think hard. You see an artificial intelligence. They're already making robots that are basically part human.
And it was given to put life into the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak, and might cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Artificial intelligence. So it's very clear they'll make some kind of artificial intelligence. You know, they're already putting DNA of humans in monkeys and trying to create new species. So something like that will be, that won't be human because Yahweh won't allow it, but Satan will be able to enter that. And the small and the great, the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, it causes that they give them all a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads. So we see that here, right? Whether you're rich or poor, you know, free or slave, great or small, as it is now, everybody's got to take this vaccine. Everybody does. And if not, what's happening? You can't buy and sell. You need to take the vaccine to get your green passport. Excuse me. So that you can go to the supermarket and buy and sell. And now, Austria is the first country in the world that announced by February 1st, everyone must be vaccinated, period. So we see what's coming here, and we see it's not long before every country on earth will do this. And most people will do it. They're not going to fight. They might fight for their freedoms now, but they'll bite their tongue and they'll take the shot. They'll take the chip. It won't make a difference as long as, you know, they can still go to their, do with the things they want to do. Even that not any could buy or sell except the one having the mark or the name of the beast or the number of its name. And isn't it interesting that this chip and even the COVID shot has luciferase in it. Luciferase is an enzyme that you put under a light and it glows. And isn't it interesting? It's called luciferase, Lucifer's race, you know. And the patent number is 060606, you know. So it's like, we don't have to figure too much out about this. It's exactly like Yahweh's saying. And yet people, when it's literally happening, word for word, like the Bible's saying, people will still try to say it's something else. Oh no, Sunday keeping is the mark of the beast. You know, Satan's going to come and he's going to force the whole world to go to church on Sunday. And you're not going to be able to buy or sell if you don't go to church. It's totally ridiculous. It's absurd. And even though the technology is here, and even though this is the only time, the first time in human history this is ever happening, and that actually every country on earth is doing it, this people still don't want to see. You know why? So that they can take the mark, and then they could say, well, no, I'm not. It's nothing wrong with this. It's a personal choice. Yahweh wouldn't take away my salvation simply because I took that chip so that I could go to the supermarket. But yet in here, as I'm reading all this, it's nothing about righteousness. He doesn't say he can't steal. He doesn't say anything about adultery. He doesn't say anything about lying, you know. He doesn't even say anything about believing in Yeshua, denying Yeshua. He simply says, if you take this mark, this chip, that the only reason for the chip is that you can't buy and sell with, you're going to lose your salvation. Why? Because now we know it. Now we know with this chip, we know what it does. We know that it actually changes a human being. We know that it changes your mind. We know that it programs a human being to almost be unhuman at that point. We know that it's transhumanism. So now that we know that, and yet people will still do it. People are doing it. People are doing it. So here is wisdom. Here is Sophia, right? The first robot. That's wisdom is the Greek word for is Sophia. Let him who has understanding compute the number of the beast is the number of a man, 666. Which the patent that Bill Gates made for this little nanochip that's going to go in the hand, 060606. So, like I said, I know to most of the brethren I'm preaching to the choir, I know that you're strong, I know that you believe, and I know you're standing fast, and I know some of you are going through persecution already, but to the world, they're not going to see it. They don't care. They don't care. And like I said, even Church of God groups have already taken the vaccine, and they will. They'll take the chip, too. Without a problem, because you know what? That's not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is Sunday worship. So as long as I don't go to church on Sunday, I can't lose my salvation, but I'll take a chip that will program my mind and actually change my mind and alter my DNA to be unhuman. That's okay, because I didn't go to church on Sunday. And you see how deceiving this is. You see how Satan has deceived the whole world. But if you love the truth, and that's why I said, how do you fight Satan with truth? That's the way Yeshua fought him. And that's what he said in John 17. Thy word is truth. If you just stick to the word and stop trying to make something into an analogy when it's so clear what it is, But you have to have faith. You have to believe it. You have to believe, literally believe the word of Yahweh. Revelation 14 and verse 7. Revelation 14 and verse 7. Saying in a great voice, fear Elohim and give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment has come. Also worship him who has made the heaven and the earth and the sea and the springs of water. So after, as soon as this happens, and whoever took this chip, then Yahweh's wrath is going to come. And another cherub followed, saying, the great city Babylon is fallen, has fallen, because of the wine of the anger for fornication, and made all nations to drink. Which is another thing that these Church of God groups and other ones that went wrong. Instead of just looking at Babylon, she's the world's superpower. She's the world's most greatest military. It's the world's economic steam engine. All the things that it says, the most pleasure-seeking nation on earth, can only fit United States. And yet some of these groups want to believe that Babylon is a Catholic church. The word church is not even in Scripture at all. A matter of fact, there weren't churches till 400 years after, or 300 years after the Bible was written. So Babylon is not a church. That's utterly ridiculous when you look at it. Babylon is a landmass. We have many, many things on this, sermons and also even a lesson, I think it's lesson 17 on Babylon. But because people want to be deceived, because they love not the truth, if you don't know what Babylon is, then of course you're not going to follow the mark of the beast, because you're going to go back to that the other lies with that. But he says, Babylon is fallen, the country of Babylon, and the wine and the anger for fornication has made all the nations to drink, right? Who has brought all this out? The merchants of Babylon are who? Merck and Pfizer and Moderna and all these other countries. And what does he say? By their pharmakia, by their pharmacy, which is sorcery. The word is sorcery too. But by their pharmacy and their sorcery, that's how they deceive the world. And that's exactly what they're doing with COVID. Exactly. And a third cherub followed them, saying in a great voice, if anyone worships the beast in its image and receives a mark on his forehead or in his hand, receives a mark, not goes to church on Sunday, but receives a mark, he also shall drink of the wine of the anger of Yahweh, having been mixed and diluted in the cup of his wrath. And he will be tormented by fire and brimstone before the holy cherubs and before the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. And those worshiping the beast in its image have no rest day or night, even if anyone receives the mark of its name. So very clearly, that if this is salvational, it would be more than just somebody taking a chip. It has to do with because what that chip does and how they're going to program people through it, and all the technology is there. You don't have to make it up. It's all there. You can look at it online. They're already doing it. It's already working. People are already being manipulated by this stuff. And that's why the beast system, which was progressing, like I said, for the last 70 years, is basically here in full. And all they need is the artificial intelligence for Satan to come and take over. And that's why, as members of the kingdom of Yahweh, we need to remove ourselves from that system. Revelation 12 and verse 7 says, a war occurred in heaven, Michael and his cherubs making war against the dragon, and the dragon and his cherubs made war, right? So what happens when war happens? When there's war between two kingdoms, the kingdom will call their ambassadors, and that's what's happened. Yahweh has called his ambassadors out of the kingdom of Satan because war is going on now for our own protection, our own safety. You've got to come out of that system. You've got to come out of there. Like it says in Revelation 13 and verse 8. Revelation 13 and verse 8. And those dwelling on the earth will worship him, the beast, bower, Satan, those of whom the names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, having been slain from the foundation of the world. So, most of the world is worshiping this beast system. They love it. You know, like I said, they want to go out. And isn't it interesting? It's called Black Friday. It's not called White Friday. Because people want everything that's black, everything that's dark, everything that's evil. That's what they're looking for. And the system of Babylon, that is worldwide, by the country of Babylon. And they don't want the kingdom of Yahweh. And like it says, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. So people are going to lose their eternal life because they're willingly giving over control of their mind through the chip. that will reprogram their mind
to the mind of Satan.
John 18 and verse 36 again. Yeshua answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have fought that I might not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." So, Yeshua's kingdom is not of this world. We already said that Satan is the God of this world. He's the one that has blinded the people, like it says in Corinthians 4:4. He's blinded the people of this world to those that are lost, that are basically blinded. So why would any true ambassador for the kingdom of Yahweh have any type of allegiance or connection to this wicked, selfish, immoral system of Satan? It's treason to Yahweh. Remember, in the Garden of Eden, Adam lost a kingdom, not a religion, by believing and submitting to Satan over Yahweh. And all you have to do is go out there and look. If people are believing all of this falsehood of COVID, if they're believing that it's safe and nobody's gotten hurt or died and it's helping and it's stopped, they're believing the lie. They're believing the lie over the truth. Matthew 13. Be done here shortly. Matthew 13, verse 11. I'll start at verse 18, actually. Matthew 13 and verse 18. "But you hear the parable of the seed. Everyone hearing the word of the kingdom and not understanding, then the evil one comes and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is that sown by the roadside. And that sown on the stony place is this one, the one hearing the word and immediately receiving it with joy. But he has no root in him, but is temporal. And when trouble or persecution comes, he is quickly offended because of the word. And that sown into the thorn bushes is this one hearing the word and the cares of the world," this is most out there today, "and the deceit of riches choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. But that sown on the good ground is this one, the one hearing the word and understanding it, and indeed bears and yields fruit, one truly 100-fold, 160, and 130. He put before them another parable, saying, the kingdom of heaven is compared to a man sowing good seed in the fields. But when the men were sleeping, an enemy came and sowed tares in the midst of the wheat and went away. And when the blade sprouted and produced fruit, then the tare also appeared. And coming near, the slave of the housemaster said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in the field? Then where did it have the tares? And he said to him, a man, an enemy did this. And the slave said to him, do you desire then that going out we should gather them? But he said, no, lest gathering the tares, you should uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow until the harvest time." And now we're coming to harvest time. "And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather the tares and bind them into bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my granary." What does it mean? Drop down to verse 36. "Then sending the crowds away, Yeshua came into the house, and his disciples came to him and said, explain to us the parable of the tares in the field. Yeshua said, he said to them, and answering, he said to them, the one sowing the good seed is the Son of Man," right? The wheat. "And the seed is the word of Yahweh," that's what we're told. "And the field is the world. And the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil," right? So he's saying, right in between, even in the congregation, you have tares and wheat, good and bad, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the cherubs are the reapers. "Then as the tares are gathered and are consumed in the fire, so it will be in the completion of this age. The Son of Man will send forth his cherubs, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who practice lawlessness. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The one having ears to hear, let him hear." Verse 49, "So it will be in the completion of the age. The cherubs will go out and will separate the evil from the midst of the righteous. And we'll throw them into the furnace of fire. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Yeshua said to them, "Have you understood all these things?" And they said to him, "Yes, Master." So, I ask you today, have you understood all these things? Have you understood all these things? There's two systems out there in the world. There's the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of Yahweh. And the kingdom of Yahweh is only here now through his ambassadors. And we are giving the message of that kingdom, but very soon that kingdom will literally be to the earth. But unfortunately, the kingdom of Satan is here first, and his kingdom is going out through the world, wreaking havoc. And you must decide each day of your life which kingdom you will live in. The kingdom is a reality, but it's also a mentality that we must live in daily. Yeshua lived in that mentality every day of his life. We must surrender our will and corrupted human nature to the Spirit of Yahweh every day, and the proof of this will be the fruit we bear. You can't work 60, 70 hours in the world, watch worldly TV, worldly internet, worldly movies, play golf, and all pleasure-seeking, and think you're an ambassador for the kingdom of Yahweh. It must be the greatest priority in our life, and we can't let the cares of life lessen our faith. Last scripture, Revelation 22, in verse 10. Revelation 22, in verse 10. And he said to me, Do not seal the words of this prophecy of this book, because the time is at hand. Do not seal the words. You can't seal them when they're being opened. And when you look in Revelation, the things are happening as we're speaking. And that's why the book is no longer sealed. The book is open. The one acting unjustly will continue to act unjustly. And the one who is filthy will continue to be filthy. And to the righteous, let him continue to do righteousness. And he who is holy, let him continue to be holy. And behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me to give each according to his work. I am the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are the ones doing his commandments, that their authority will be over the tree of life, and that they may enter by the gates into the city. It's interesting, Yeshua is the Aleph and the Tav. It's the first and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. In the Greek, it's the Alpha and Omega. And isn't it interesting that even with the COVID, these variants are being named by the Greek letters. But he says, blessed are the ones doing his commandments, and that their authority will be over the tree of life, and they may enter into the gates of the city. So Satan's kingdom is manifest in the world today, and soon he will physically appear through artificial intelligence in one way or another to rule his kingdom for a few short months. His mark to humanity is their passport to his kingdom. So that's what I'm saying. The mark of the beast is the passport to the kingdom of Satan and your ticket to the lake of fire. The Holy Spirit is our passport, and the nine fruits of the Spirit, to the kingdom of Yahweh. The vaccine is the first part of the mark of the beast. It's definitely connected to it, because like I said, they have to give so many of these shots to get enough magnetism in the body to be able to be tracked with the chip. So the vaccine is the first part of the mark for control. We have to trust 100% in Yahweh and his word, stay faithful, uncompromising, as his ambassadors to the kingdom of Yahweh. Yahweh bless. Shabbat shalom.